Now, I always get this mixed up. Is it Notre Dame or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
Notre
Notre
Dame.
Dame. Okay, good.
Notre Dame is the college, and we don't talk about Notre Dame.
That's the thing. I always want to say that because of that. So
Yeah.
Notre Dame. Got it.
Notre
Notre
Dame.
Dame just sounds
The
so like
bells. It's,
Gadsden.
you know, in
The
the song they sing,
bells
Bells of Notre
of
Dame, not Bells of Notre Dame.
The sun rises on Auradon. Draft horses gallop as a caravan of wagons roars down the western path from the Sherwood Forest, veering south through the Forgotten Swamps toward Auroria, the capital city and home to the Wicked Empress. Welcome to Keys to the Kingdom Origins. As the sun sets, we see three creatures, shackled to a wooden plank that dissects the length of the wagon. The driver, a half-man, half-boar brute, with spiked armor, sneers back with a chuckle.
You three comfortable?
The third person in the cart, a blue and green man with gills, pipes up saying, You won't get away with this! We're tax-paying citizens!
Quiet! You blasted siren!
But what have we done? I'm a coral farmer, I have a family!
You were caught conspiring against the crown.
But I would never. I am loyal to... And the boar turns around and backhands the man.
Don't you dare speak her name, merperson.
The man falls back in his seat. I'm just a farmer. And right now I'm going to need... Daniel, why don't you introduce your character?
We see a half-orc. Very large, burly half-orc. Is he one of these prisoners?
Yes,
as
he
well?
Is one of these prisoners. He's in the back of the caravan.
Okay.
He is chained
okay.
and shackled. There's you're in a rather large wagon, with rows on both sides, about 5 feet long. You're sitting on one side of, on let's say the right side of this wagon, and there are two other prisoners on the other side. There's a board that goes directly in the middle, the length of the wagon. And your hands are chained in front of you to that.
Gotcha. Okay. So I don't know how they managed to do that because he's very big
know.
And strong. And
he has an AC of 18, so that's fun.
Yes. they must have taken a lot of effort to get
yes.
him chained
yes.
up. And he's just kind of staring, watching everything going on silently. So man, a few words.
What is your character's name?
Grakarut.
Grak.
Most people just call him Grok.
Grok. All right. And along with this blue and green person sitting in the front closest to the driver's seat, next to him, a little bit ways back, closer to the back of the cabin, is Rebecca. Would you introduce your character, please?
She's a little stuffed gray dog with ears flopped over. She's sitting there, like, all draped over. She's like real sad looking. Yeah.
How big about how like
yeah.
height wise would you say you are?
Trixie.
Doesn't have to necessarily be completely accurate to your actual stuffed animal, but how tall would you say you are?
Foot and a half.
Foot and a half? All right.
Foot.
So the farmer looks at you, Grak, and he says, "So why are you here? What's your story?" Oh, not much in the way of conversating. That's okay. And he turns to the little stuffed dog, and he goes to like pet you. Do you react at all?
Trix takes the pet, but awoos sadly.
So he pets you, and he says. And he says, so what did you do?
Are we actually conspirators against the crown?
That's the thing.
You tell me. If you got picked up in your hometown, and for some reason,
the queen has is gathering people, because you're not the only wagon in this caravan. There's four wagons, and you don't really know how many people are in them. But when you got into the wagon that you were put in, you could tell that there's at least maybe two people in each of the wagons.
Okay, so I think Grak. I don't know if it's supposed to say Grak or Grok. Really, Grok. I don't know.
Grok.
Anyway, he wouldn't say this because he's not about to talk to this cowering farmer. Yeah. But he probably was part of a raid on a shipment to the crown, or to the crown city, and maybe got away with it. But somebody kind of saw him, and he was found later. They came in and grabbed him. Whether he was doing it intentionally because they want to harm the crown, or just because it was the passing ship that they raided, and it just happened to be a royal fleet or royal ship or whatever, undecided yet. But that's gotcha. it's probably something like what happened.
Okay.
But he would just kind of glare at him and just be like,
just kind of grunts at him. Gotcha. Rebecca, how did you come about being in your shackles? Unless you just don't want to tell him, unless you just want to mope, but you feel free to do that if that's what your character would do.
This is the part. This is the silence we would edit out. Yes. In the official recording. Yes.
But now that you brought it up, I have to keep it in. So, so you're from the Hundred Acre Wood.
Yes.
And here's what I'm gonna do. Hundred Acre Wood.
Where is the
Between to the north of Faraway Cove, and the west of the Enchanted Wood, kind of between Camelot and the Enchanted Wood. That area is where the Hundred Acre Wood is.
Okay.
So this caravan you saw passing through from the west to the east, coming from what seemed like Camelot, what were you doing for them to pick you up?
I was thinking that you'd just be like, travel the world and see sights and everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
maybe they grabbed you for no reason? Or maybe you don't even know what the reason is?
Yeah.
You just got abducted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't have a leash on.
In the wrong place at the wrong time.
Are you going to communicate that with this? Well, let me do this. Both of you make an...
Rolling.
We're going to roll.
Where are my dice?
Make a perception check for me. That was much more than one die.
Well, I was emptying out my
bag. Okay, I was about to say. I don't think that's how this works.
Let's see. What is it? Which one do I want?
Perception time. No, okay, let's see. Where's my d20?
13.
13? Is that with your modifier?
Yeah.
Where is my perception mod? Plus 3, okay.
Jeez.
Mm. 17.
17, okay. Grak, you know, just because you are a sailor and because you do travel around a good bit on your ship and with your crew, you know that this type of person is actually a mermaid. This is a merman from the area of Triton's Bay. And so he is saying that he's a coal farmer.
But he has like actual legs, though.
Yes, he has actual legs, but he does have... Okay. He has green and blue skin, and he has gills. So this is actually a merman. You would know, because of your travels, that mermaids have tails and mermen do not.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Rebecca, this world of Aradon is not necessarily segregated at all. It's a very open economy. So you wouldn't have to stay in Hundred Acre Wood your whole life. You know, you can travel like you were saying earlier. But maybe. Well, you tell me. In your travels, have you ever gone over to Triton's Bay?
I'm thinking that Trix had only like just recently set out.
Okay.
And so go see the world, and then nope.
Okay. Okay.
Life's dangerous outside of the Hundred Acre Woods.
Here, I'll give you this. With a 13, maybe you have just heard stories of, I guess technically both a half orc and a merman, but you've never actually seen one. So this is your first time actually seeing either of these creatures, as well as the half boar, half human driver of this caravan. With that being said, Trix, Do you say anything to this merman?
I forgot what the merman said.
He just basically asked, you know, why are you here?
What are you in for?
If you guys also want to ask him,
an ambush, same as us, and that thief over there.
I was thinking about that this whole freaking time.
Hey, you! So finally awake.
Yep.
Bear.
Squeaking his toy like crazy over here.
Squeak.
So are you gonna respond? Yeah. Are you gonna say anything? You guys can also ask him questions. This isn't just a one way conversation. You can conversate. This is a pretty long ride.
Well, I don't know. I ain't done nothing suspicious that I know of. I was just getting ready to set out all my lonesome and that, before I know it, I'm snatched up in here.
Yeah, I mean that's the same thing that happened to me. I was farming my coral. See, my wife, she usually swims down and gets. We have this beautiful coral reef, and she swims down and she picks the coral and then brings it back up to me, and then I sell it at my shop. I'm from Trident's Bay. Where are you from?
100 Acre Wood.
Ah, I've never heard of 100 Acre Wood. Is it far?
It's kind of far. Really no distance all that well. It's my first time setting out.
Well, that's very unfortunate for you. Mr. I'm sorry.
Sadly again.
Mr. I didn't quite catch your name.
And Grok just kind of like, he hasn't even made eye contact with him this whole time. He's just kind of been staring ahead.
Yeah.
And so he just kind of slowly looks down at him and just says,
"Do I have to listen to you this whole ride?"
Oh, dear Lord. Grok, roll a intimidation check. See if you can get this guy to shut up. See if you can get him to stop talking.
Where's intimidation? There it is, plus one. That is a 17.
He is pees a little bit. He pees just not enough for anybody to notice, but like you know he did.
I didn't see what happened if you got a 20. Right.
Oh no, he would have exploded. So he kind of quivers and slides away from you and toward Trix a little bit. And he doesn't talk for the remainder of the ride, unless you want to initiate a conversation, then I suppose you could. No? Okay.
So Grok just kind of grunts and just kind of looks back up and keeps staring dead ahead again.
Gotcha. So you guys are nearing the land of Auroria, which is the current capital city in the land of Ardon. The sky grows dark, and you see an enormous castle draped in darkness. The caravan rumbles and veers to the right, as the wooden wheels scrape the side of a bridge. Everyone is jostled. This is he's just talking to Trix at this point, because he's scared of Grok.
Rightfully so.
He says, I've heard of this place. This is they call it the Bridge of Beneficence, and beneficence means like good things, but it's nobody comes back from History Island. And the caravan screeches to a halt, and it jostles as the guards step out of the caravan from the front. The back gate flies open, and the guard just says,
"Out!"
He pulls the chain, and first one out is Trix. Trix, are you going to try to contest this, or are you just along for the ride?
I'm just along for the ride.
All right, so he pulls Trix and this other guy out of the caravan, and he kind of falls to his knees and pulls them, and another guard, not the one that was driving, but another guard walks around, and he grabs the chain that Grok is attached to, and he kind of pulls it, and he says,
"Oh, come on, let's go."
Question.
Answer.
What?
Oh no!
Oh boy!
What's the guard situation here?
In this area. Okay, so roll a another perception check, or maybe an investigation. Yeah, roll an investigation.
Okay. That's a 12.
A 12. So you see this guard in front of you, and you know, just out of the narrow area, because you're at the front of the caravan and it's completely covered on the top. You see this guard and maybe three, maybe four more that you can actually see outside the back of this wagon.
Okay. I'm assuming they've taken all of our gear and stuff.
Yes, they have all of your gear.
Okay.
And you don't know where it is.
Yeah. So Grack is gonna play along for now.
Okay. So Grack gets up and walks out of the back of the carriage and drops down with a thud on the ground, and you can barely see it, but the merman that's in front of you, when you hit the ground, he kind of like quivers and almost falls to the ground again, and you can he is easily more intimidated by you than any of these guards. He's terrified. They lead you all through the front gate, and if you have the map up, you can see on the bottom History Island. They lead you all through the front gate, and the guards call to some guards that are standing on the top of the gate, and they lead you into this large building. And once you step in, there it's just lit with candlelight, and it's very, very dim in this building. And immediately before there's another set of double doors in front of those double doors. So you entered from the first one, and immediately to the right, they start taking you down a set of stairs. They take you about two levels down, and then the stairwell opens up to a probably 100 by 50 foot room. All the walls are lined with jail cells with a singular hallway in the center. And he walks you guys down about halfway, unlocks the gate, puts you and Trix both in the same cell, closes the door and locks it.
Merman, you're coming with me.
He grabs the merman's chains and he starts dragging him out of sight down this long hallway. In a neighboring cell, you hear two voices. It seems like they're might be playing a game. Rachel, why don't you go ahead and introduce your character?
All right, I am a genie.
Okay.
From Lone Keep. My name is Samantha Genie, but you can call me Sammy Jean.
That's so good.
I'm just a small town girl who
living
lives
in a lonely world. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually purple with blonde long hair that I like to keep in pigtails.
Oh, nice.
Yes, okay. That's Sammy Jean.
And that you are sitting across from Noah. Why don't you introduce your character for us?
Okay. Do I need to say, like, what my background is, like, what I want to do, like, what my life goal is? Or do I just need to,
sure,
do, like, care?
You can give
name?
Us give us as much or as little information as you want.
Noah's much more prepared than any of us.
Okay, yes. So my character is a bard gargoyle, or bard goyle, if you will.
Perfect. I love it.
He has He has red and yellow overalls on, and he's got like a clump of hay that's like stuck to his head. It's supposed to resemble hair.
Yeah.
So,
are we talking like a classic looking gargoyle? Like,
yes.
Okay. Interesting.
So his name is Sylvester. He wants to, his goal, because, you know, humans don't really like gargoyles almost, you know, like, or they don't know they exist, I guess. I don't know how far that goes in this world, but yeah. I know, like, in the movie, they would always turn back to stone whenever other humans came around other than Quasimodo. Yeah. So I figure humans wouldn't be too fond of the ideas of gargoyles.
Yeah.
He wants to fix that, but he also wants to be a musician. So, gotcha. Pun very much intended, he wants to kill two birds with one stone and travel the world with his music, kind of introducing humans to gargoyles. But he's dressed like a human to kind of blend in and not scare them as much.
Okay, gotcha. That is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, you guys, you tell me, what are you playing? Rock, paper, scissors? But the gargoyle can only ever do rock.
And a hangman on the wall.
Oh, okay.
Hangman. Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, and I'm like, I'm scribbling on the wall with my fingertip because I can just like make that chalky substance.
Yes.
Slowly wiggling your finger away.
So you two hear these other prisoners laughing next to you, and the second guard I keep wanting to say Drac, but it's like Drax the Destroyer, but Grok, the guard that has Grok's chains, he kind of closes the door and locks it back, and there's a table in between you guys' cell, the four of you, the cells that you guys are in, and the cells that are across from you. And he throws this burlap sack onto the table, and he starts going through it, and he pulls out two hand axes, and he says,
"Looks like these have been used, eh, big guy?"
And he puts them back in, and he pulls out a long sword, and he's basically, Grak, he's basically just going through all of your possessions at this point, looking through everything, and he's gonna grab the shield and say,
"I've been wanting me one of these,"
and he's gonna take it, and you see him kind of walk off back toward where you guys came in, toward the entrance, and he's still holding your shield.
And I'm locked in the cell.
You are locked in the cell, but you can see that all of your equipment is on the table in front of you. The rest of you are not entirely sure where your equipment is. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the first episode of Keys to the Kingdom Origins. I am your Dungeon Master. My name is Jonathan Smith. I am so grateful that you tuned in. We have a lot more planned for you, but we just wanted to give some shout outs to some people. Personally, I want to shout out a podcast called Podzilla, PODZILLA! It is a digital discourse in pop culture. The hosts are David Smith and Braden Walker. They are absolutely talented and they know what's up with pop culture. Also, check out Brittany J. Smith on YouTube. She's incredible, an amazing, amazing singer. Go check her out. We have a shout out from one of our cast members, Daniel. He plays Grak, and he says, quote, "Shout out to the real ones. You know who you are." End quote. Another shout out from Noah, who plays Sylvester. He says, quote, "Shout out to Costco for having good hot dogs," end quote. We also have a shout out from Rachel. She plays Sammy on this show, and she says, "Shout out to my husband, the best dungeon master in the world." Oh, I wonder who her husband is. It's me. And yet another shout out from Rebecca, who plays Trix on this show. She says, quote, "Shout out to myself for making the first KTTK cast tweet." Thank you, Rebecca, for that tweet. We appreciate it so very much. We are glad that you are enjoying this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it is at KTTKcast. That is K as in kitten, T as in tarantula, T as in tomorrow, and K as in Konami. If you don't know what the Konami code is, then we can't be friends. If you're enjoying this podcast, feel free to share it with your friends, family, strangers, neighbors, stalkers, nemesis, and enemies. Write it on a piece of paper, fold it into an airplane, and throw it off the roof of your house, and just get the word out. We appreciate every single one of you for tuning in. Now, back to the episode. I have a question for Noah and Rachel. How long have you been in this jail cell?
Are there windows in this jail cell?
No, no windows.
So it's kind of hard to tell, I would say. Yeah. Like, you know, you don't know how much time passes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's always dark.
I'm just going to set the scene real quick. The four of you, both Trix and Grak, are in one jail cell to the right. Sylvester and Sam are in the jail cell to the left. Both of your jail cell doors are closed and locked. Right outside that is a table with all of Grak's weapons and armor. The pathway to the right is, after you get out of the jail cell, the pathway to the leading to the right is where you guys came in at, where that guard just took your shield, Grak. And the pathway to the left is where the merman was pulled off to. What do you guys want to do?
Well, I'm probably not going to talk to Grak, seeing how he responded to the other guy trying to talk to him.
Okay.
So I do have a question. How much space is there between the bars?
There's, I'd say, probably about 6 inches. 6 inches between each bar.
How small are you, Twix?
She said a foot and a half tall.
Oh.
But she's stuffed, right?
So.
I don't know. I feel like if we go that route, if we say, oh, she's plush, you can just squeeze through. I feel like if we do that, you could kind of just get away with anything. So I'm gonna say sure. That
they probably would have put you in a cell that they were confident you wouldn't have been able to escape.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this is basically
down the river.
Yeah, this is a high this is a high security prison. So they wouldn't have thrown you in there if you could easily fit through the bars.
That's fair. That's fair.
So
I'm gonna just sit and listen for other people then, I guess.
Okay. I guess we can finish our game real quick.
Yes, what? Finish our hangman.
Okay.
Got any more guesses?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
That's so
better
good.
Make it count. He's starting to look like the other guy that they took out of here the other day.
Well, where did you put the other ones I already guessed? The other words? Letters.
I'm sorry. What is that?
It's so good. It's so good. It fits with her long blonde hair and everything. I love it.
I'm just saying, what does that mean? I don't know how to answer that.
With what letters I've already said.
Yes. You've said X, Y, 3, L, and O. None of those were correct, obviously.
So he's dead. He's hung.
Looks like I've been hanged again.
Oh well, what's that, the 307th time?
Well.
Oh hey, new people. Hi, I'm Sylvester. What's your name?
Grok just kind of like blinks and goes and looks at his door and just starts like examining the bars and the door, like testing the strength of the door, completely ignoring.
Yeah. All right, do an investigation check for me, Daniel.
Okay. Let's see. 12. That's a
12. 12? Mm-hmm. It just looks like bars. It looks like a jail cell.
Does it look like something if he tried hard enough he could bust his way out of?
You want to do a strength check? You want to go ahead and just try it? See what happens?
I don't think he wants to actually bust out right now. He just wants to see if that might be an option.
If
he does it now, he might end up drawing unwanted attention to himself. All right.
From what you can tell, with a 13, I would say...
12.
A 12. Okay, even worse. I would say probably... He probably feels like this steel that they've made this out of is very well crafted. Very well worn, but very well crafted.
Okay.
Like, there's been a lot of people that have maybe tried this before. That's what I'm going to give you with the 12.
Okay. I've got a question.
Okay.
You said I've been in here probably a while, right?
You and Jeannie both, I assume. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, and neither are you. Because that will determine, like, my next thing.
Okay.
Would I know, like, kind of have an idea of, like, the guard patterns of, like, when they usually come by or, like, when they're out?
Roll a perception check.
Would it be perception or history?
History is kind of like the history of the world that you're playing in. So it would, I would say it's...
Gotcha, okay.
Probably either, I'd say perception. It'd be perception.
Perception, okay.
Like, how well you've seen these guards, because you've seen them... Come and go a few times, but you can go ahead and roll.
Yeah, we probably know their routine.
Okay, so
let's see.
It's a d20.
Yes, roll one d20.
Plus 4, right?
Yes, plus 4. So roll a d20 and then add 4.
Okay, so 15. I got an 11 plus 4.
Okay.
So
15. Jeannie, why don't you roll a perception check as well?
All right. I also got a 15.
Oh, okay. So that's a mixed success. So maybe you've noticed that in the mornings and at nighttime the guards are more particularly active. You have noticed, both of you together, maybe you've had a conversation about it before, but both of you together have noticed that twice a day in the early morning, about 6 a.m., you don't really know what time it is, but in the morning, about 6 a.m., that a guard will come down and grab one person out of a cell, seemingly random order, and take them down the pathway to the left. And every night, probably about 9 p.m., guards come down the stairs to the right and put new people in jail cells.
Okay, so what I expect, like, right now, that they're coming and going pretty frequently, or would they, like, they'd be gone for a little while for now?
They are not coming and going, but there are guards posted by the stairs. There is that one guard with the shield. He's currently sitting at a table, just kind of looking at the shield, examining the craftsmanship. You know that there are multiple guards to the left, but at the moment, there's just that one guard to the right.
Okay, so... But we're not alone. Like, there's a guard.
No, and it's nighttime, and typically they only bring about 6 or 7 people in, and you've already seen them bring probably about 6 people in. So it's safe to assume that they're not going to come back down this hallway.
Okay. I kind of want to try to, like, lure him over or something and let Rack, like, take care of him. Like, if he could. I don't know if he could, but I'm trying to think of what I would.
Okay. Do you want to do a performance? You are very good at performance.
But they have all my instruments.
They do have all your instruments. So, but I mean, you can still do. You still would have your +4 to performance. Do you want to tell? Do you want to tell Grack about this plan? Do you want to inform? Because right now you and Genie are the only one that know these guard patterns. Right now, Trix is just kind of sitting in the corner, and Grack is examining the bars.
Also, question. So, we can see each other? Like, there's bars between the cells, or are there walls between the cells?
There are bars between the cells. It's just wrought iron bars going all the way down. Multiple cells.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Are they across the hall from us, or are
they are
next to us?
Directly next to you. If you wanted Trix could probably stick her entire arm through one of the bars, and they could shake hands. You could maybe get a finger through.
So if the guard, like, I'm assuming these doors, like, I don't know where they're positioned. If the guard was at my door, how close would that be to the door that they're in?
If he was directly at your door, I'd say 8 feet from the next cell, like the door of the next cell. Because these are not large cells by any means. These are like maybe 5x5 square cells that you guys are in.
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure, like, if I lure the guard in my door, it wasn't going to be, like, a football field's length of distance between us, where Daniel getting out of his cell was not going to have any kind of impact.
No.
Okay,
He would definitely see it if he tried to get out at that point. He would see it.
I mean, yeah. Okay.
You guys want to discuss the plan with each other?
Well, I feel like talking out of character is wrong.
You have to... So far, you're the only one that knows any of this information.
That's a lot of responsibility.
I would say Grock is kind of looking around the cell and kind of looks at the genie. Does he know she's a genie?
Do a history. Do a history check for me.
Oh, great. That's probably not great. +0. Fell off the table. 15.
You would know. Maybe you aren't entirely sure if she's the same type of race that was in the back of the caravan with you. But you know that she could possibly either be one of maybe 5 different races.
Okay.
Or you could just ask her and just talk to her.
He doesn't like doing that. But he has a suspicion. Here's a question. Okay. So genies in this world, same sort of tied to a lamp, get 3 wishes.
Why don't you ask her? I'm taking your 15 history check as this one. I'm not giving you anything else.
Okay.
You're going to have to communicate with each other.
Wait.
So he looks at... What's her name again?
Genie.
Sammy.
He looks at Sammy. He kind of stares at her for a second. He's like...
What are you staring at?
You genie.
Yes. But you can call me Sammy.
You know any magic?
It's back and forth between the two.
Magic. I know a little bit of magic.
Do
You know any magic that could get us out of here?
Well, if I did, wouldn't I be out of here already?
Rachel, do you want to try to use magic and see what happens?
Do I have magic?
Yeah. Yes. You are.
I actually don't know.
Do
I have magic?
Samantha Jeannie, aka Sammy Jean, is a tiefling cleric, mainly a healer, but you do have magic. If you go to your spells, and if you want to use any of them, you can try it.
Okay, these look more like healing spells.
I will say I've got a charm person. If you're looking to do anything with a guard. Oh, I didn't know that you wanted me to do it.
If you want to. Does anybody want to roll anything to see if they can find out more about this place? I mean, the only person that's done a perception check is Grack.
Well, so I think I can tell, like, Grack wants to get out. Like, he seems like he's pretty antsy, right? Like, he's eyeing the bars.
Yeah.
Daniel, is that correct?
Not necessarily antsy, but he doesn't particularly like the idea of staying here.
You seem displeased, and you're also beefy.
Yes, that's an accurate assessment.
Beefy displeasure.
Okay. Okay, go on, Rachel. You're good.
No, I have this, I don't know how to pronounce this, thaumaturgy. Mm-hmm. I can create one of the following of these magical effects within range, and one of those is to instantaneously cause an unlocked door or window to fly open.
Unlocked door or window.
Oh, yeah. I read that right.
Your voice booms up to 3 times as loud normal for 1 minute.
You cause
flames to flicker.
Basically, you can do
more.
A whole bunch of like minor little illusion things to like make yourself seem powerful. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize it said unlocked. I thought it was unlocked.
Gotcha.
No.
There is a sign. That would be great for a stealth mission.
I was like, why haven't I gotten out of here already?
Does
knock? It's called knock. Is the spell that
let's see. It says in my inventory, I've got key.
How about this, Jeannie?
I have a high history.
Okay.
Would I know anything about this thing that we're in?
Oh, you can roll for it, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
So you want to do a history check? So roll d20 plus your history modifier.
I rolled a 19, and my history is a +4.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow. So a 20.
You know everything.
23. You actually know the person that created these jail cells, and all it takes to open them is just a little bit of leverage.
Oh.
Takes a little bit of leverage.
Okay, so if there's furniture if you can, in our cells.
A bed frame, a single bed frame that is bolted to the door doesn't have a mattress on it. Or not to the door, to the wall behind you, and it does not have a mattress on it. That's all that's inside.
Mr. Grock there, sir.
He just kind of looks at you.
You want to get out of here?
That'd be nice.
You see that bed over there? Well, if you give it a little push and shove, it'll come right out of that wall there. I see you're a little strong. And if you take that there bed and you put it into the gate or the door, it'll come open with a little bit of leverage.
He kind of looks over at the bed. He looks at the door. He looks at the guard. He just goes... and starts examining the bed.
Sylvester, do you mind putting on a little shindig here for the guard to distract him?
Oh, sure thing. You know I love digging shins. I have a quick question, though. How far away is this guard?
The guard is...
He's talking super loud.
He's focused, on that shield. He's just focused on that shield. He's far enough away, and he does not have the best hearing. So he's pretty far away.
Well, then if he's far away, you wouldn't even have to distract him, right?
Maybe. It depends on how the role is on whatever you do.
I feel like him, just like in general, I would assume the idea of like breaking open a door with a bed frame and ripping the bed frame out of the wall would cause quite a noise. So
depends on the roles.
Yeah,
Rebecca,
on the roles, but I wouldn't know that.
Rebecca, I want Trix to make a perception check.
Okay. 18.
18. Fantastic. Nice. I've just been waiting for Trix to do a perception check this whole time. With your size, you notice that underneath the bed that's in your cell, pieces of the wall underneath the bed seem to not match up with the rest of the wall.
Hey, the wall's weird over here.
The dog can speak.
Grok kind of stops looking at the bed and looks at Trix.
Trix just points.
She's also the size of your shin, so...
Yes. So, I love this, by the way. This enormous half-orc and this little stuffed dog is the best.
It's so good. So what are you guys going to do?
He kind of grunts and squats down and bends way over and kind of looks under the bed at what she's talking about.
Yeah, you cannot see it. You have no idea what she's talking about.
He kind of looks back at Trix. You sure?
Well, can I fit under the bed?
Yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna walk under the bed and try like kind of lightly pushing at the wall just to kind of like find where it's different, so I can more point it out to him.
Okay. You walk up to the wall and you put your stubby little paws on it, and as you put pressure on it, there's nothing there. It's an illusion that at least that portion of the wall, which is about a 1 foot by 1 foot just underneath the bed area, you put your hand on it and it just goes straight through.
I just kind of freeze and look back and go, it's fake.
And Grok kind of stands up and looks at the whole wall and kind of puts his hand just on the wall.
It's so good. Yeah, your hand just kind of, you just touch the wall. Nothing happens. And it's just a wall.
He starts feeling around the entire wall.
Nothing.
It's funny because you know that thing you do when you're looking for a light switch in a dark room and you're like spreading your whole body over
exactly,
the wall.
Exactly. What he's doing. Yeah, you are.
Who hasn't spoken the entire time. He's just.
Yeah, Grok, you don't. It's just a wall. The whole wall is just a wall.
He looks back down at Trix and says, "Can you fit through?
Can I fit through?"
Yeah. It's a 1 foot by 1 foot square, and you are 1.5 feet standing up straight. So if you crouch, you can definitely get in there.
After kind of feeling where like the edge of this hole is, I kind of get down on my like on all fours and crawl through a little bit, and then crawl back out and go,
Well, what's in there?
I crawl back in.
Do you have any kind of night vision? I'm not sure. I think you're.
I believe I have. Yep, dark vision, 60 feet.
Dark vision. Okay, perfect. You crawl into this hole. You can tell just from your dark vision that it is pitch black inside this hole. But because you have dark vision, you can see clearly.
In black and white.
Do in black and white. Yes.
I mean, yeah, I'm a dog.
That's true. Yeah, everything is black and white.
Blue roses.
Do another perception check for me.
Blue flower, red thorn. Blue flower, red thorn.
That's it.
Oh, eight.
Eight. Okay. That's not great.
Nope.
So you can see that in this, when you walk through the wall, it's a very narrow wall, and there's another room behind it. There is what looks to be a large, comfortable cot on the right, and a table in the middle of this room. But that's all you see.
So I can't see like the walls.
You rolled an eight.
That's fair. I crawled back through the hole.
Okay.
Didn't see very much. It was real dark, but there was a cot and a table.
He kind of bends down and tries to like stick his hand through where he saw her go through the wall.
Yeah.
Trix gets out of the way.
Wheel around.
You're
what he can grab.
Your hand just goes straight through that area, and you're feeling around with the distance that the bed is and how far you are away from the wall. You can only really get like your forearm to bend through this wall. Okay. Feeling around, you don't really feel much. Wooden floor. There's the rest of the walls on the other side of the wall.
I turn to the other cell and I go, do you guys have anything like this in yours?
Well, gee, I hope not. But I'm going to get down. I want to get down and look under our bed. If there's one there, I'm going to feel real stupid.
There's nothing. You put your hand on the wall underneath there, and there's nothing there. It's just a wall.
Oh, question. Okay. Since I'm a gargoyle, mm-hmm. me feeling this rock, is that would be like that'd be like me, a human, touching a wall made of flesh? Like, does that is that never mind. You know?
Never wow, mind. Bad, 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 very bad, very bad, very bad.
The stone man sits in a stone room.
Yes.
Okay. He made a wall, or his wall made of flesh. Say, he screams, or he does not know.
Nope, nothing over here.
Rats.
Hey guys, I've written 4 pages, and we're only on page 1.
Yeah, okay. I kind of figured that's probably about how it would go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this can be a 2-parter.
But at this rate, it'll be a 4-parter.
One
session per page.
So what do you guys want to do?
If it's not attached to this, if it's not attached to the wall, couldn't he just pull it?
I'll give you this. You know that your bed is bolted to the wall. You don't know if his is.
Oh, okay.
Because no one. He see? Just examined it. He never actually touched the bed, so.
Could be like
crack. I mean, I kind of figured that would be part of examining the bed, is like kind of pushing it around, like you lightly, said, seeing if it was loose.
Put your hand on the top of the bed, and it's just a bed. You kind of you slide your hand to the edge, the part that is what seems to not be bolted to the wall, and you kind of give it a pull, and the frame on the outside, so the bar going across the length of the bed and the 2 bars going down, it just freely gives off.
So I could easily just pull the whole bed off if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't do that, but he takes note of that.
Okay. yeah. Well, you guys can see all this happening.
Like, there's, I can tell what's happening. Okay.
There's how many guard? So there's one guard.
There's only one
there
guard that
with
you know
the shield.
Of.
Mm-hmm. The other guards that went the other way with the merperson, but like we're in the middle of the fortress or whatever, right?
Not necessarily. There's the hallway to your left outside of this is much much longer than the hallway to the right. The hallway to the right is maybe 40 feet to the stairs.
But like we're in like the castle or whatever, right?
You are 2 stories down in this fortress.
So there's a guard here in the prison, in the jail cell, but who knows? I mean, we saw hundreds when we were being taken out of the caravan, so like Grok is like, I could probably bust out of this jail cell and take on that one guard. Mm-hmm. Who knows what else is waiting outside of this jail though. But so he's kind of trying to weigh his options, as opposed to like, is it good to try and get out now or wait till like nightfall when most people are trying to be like asleep?
It's in the middle of the night right now. The sun is completely set. You have no way of knowing whether or not guards are asleep or if they're awake or.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Could we do a perception check to see if they're asleep?
I don't think we could perceive that.
I'll give you this. I'll give you this. Rebecca, if you want to go back through that hole and make another perception check, I'll let you.
Yeah, well, I was actually going to ask her, I would say, like,
does it look like someone's been in there recently?
I'm going to go look and see. And go back through the hole. It was a 13, and then it landed on a 5, so it's a 9.
Oh, man.
Okay.
sorry, go ahead, Noah.
I was just going to say, like, nothing is going on with a hole, so I was going to see if we can get the guard over here and take care of him and just get out any other way now we know how.
Okay.
So I'm going to look at them and say, hey, if you guys want to get out of here, I do too. And Mr. Beefcakes is the best chance I've seen in a while down here. Last guy was a beet farmer, had sticks for bones. That guard over there is the only one at the moment we have to worry about. And if we get out, we're going to want to go right. So, if I can take care of him, can you get us out? I'm going to take that as a yes. And I'm going to, how far away is the guard again, you said, like feet-wise?
The table that he's sitting on is probably about 30 feet.
Yes, exactly what I need. Okay, I would like to try to cast Charm Person.
Okay.
On the guard.
And that's intellect, correct? Or is it wisdom?
It's wisdom, it says.
Wisdom. Okay, this guy is not the smartest, so...
I think it says he has to beat a 12, if I understand that correctly.
All right. He rolled a 5. He is charmed.
Hey, buddy.
He kind of stands up and turns and looks at you.
If you let me see that shield, I could play some banging tunes.
And he kind of grunts and stands up, and he walks towards you. And he is still holding the shield, and he kind of looks at the shield and looks at you and looks at the shield. And then he tries to kind of put the shield through the bars, but he can't because there's no way to get the shield through the bars.
Not even sideways?
No, there's bars going horizontally and vertically.
So he's
trying with all his might, but like I said, he's not the smartest boar in the camp. He is trying as best he can to get this shield to you.
Hey, if you open that door just a crack and slide it through, I can do the rest. Bibbidi-bop, bang-bang.
He says... Oh, yeah, I mean, I could do that, but then I get in trouble.
Yeah, you could. Whoa, but you won't?
I won't.
So, snitches get stitches, not
I won't.
Me.
Oh, okay. Okay, friend. And he walks back over to the table, and he picks up the key. He walks back over to your jail cell, and he starts to put the key in. He says, wait a minute.
How close is their door to our cell? Is he close enough I could reach my arm through the bars and, like, grab him?
yes, but that would break the charm. And the charm lasts for 1 minute. So you still got, like, 45 seconds of happy guard to help you.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
Okay.
So he puts the key in and kind of jostles it a little bit. It clicks. He turns it and it clicks. And he pulls the jail cell open and he goes to hand you the shield.
Okay. What do I want to do next? I'm trying to weigh my options here. If I want to attack him or try to get him to open their door too.
You still have about 45, I'd say probably about 40 seconds of charm on him.
Okay, so he's opened the door?
He has opened the door.
Okay, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I could do this by myself, but why don't we turn this into a group jam session? Why don't you get them out too? Let's go for it. Dog, you can bark, right? Do some sing barking. You know what that is. Do it. Snarking, they call it, I think.
I could probably try.
Oh, okay.
You hear that? She's willing to try. You gotta open the door.
That's yeah, the guard grabs the keys. Like, oh, okay. And he kind of like waddles over to the other jail cell door, and he puts the key in and unlocks it. And pulls the door wide open.
Oh boy, I sure hope nobody punches you in the face.
So he opened our door.
Mm-hmm. Both yours and their door is wide open.
Okay, Grok punches him in the face.
Okay, make an attack roll. I'll give you advantage. So roll a 2d20.
I guess unarmed attack. Well, I don't know what... What are my modifiers for an
well,
arm?
I'll give you this. He does definitely still have your shield in his hand.
Okay. Do you want me to just make a strength saving throw and see if I can just like grab him or whatever?
Sure. That it would be a contest. It would be contested. So I would roll a d20 and you would roll a d20 and add our strength modifier.
Okay, I'll try that.
Okay.
My strength modifier is +5.
Okay. All right.
Well.
What's
That's a 6 plus 5 is 11.
I got a... Let me see. What is his? Plus 2. I got a 5 plus 2 is a 7.
Yes. Great.
So, yeah, you grapple him, and right when you grab him, instantly the charm is broken, and he starts saying,
What are you doing? Let me go!
And he kind of reaches down to grab the keys.
Okay.
I guess he doesn't need to because the doors are opened, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's multiple keys on the key ring, so.
That could be helpful.
Maybe.
He reaches down to grab the keys. He says,
These look like they've seen some use.
Which is what
that's what he said about your shield. That's mm-hmm. So good. So good.
Nice.
And so he kind of tries to like pull him out of his hands.
Yeah, you do that easily. I think when you grab him, he kind of dropped the keys. And I feel like because you grabbed him, you just reached down and catch him out of the air before they even hit the ground.
Okay. I would like to knock this guard out somehow.
Okay. Since you have him grappled, mm-hmm. You will have advantage on melee attacks.
Okay.
So just go ahead and roll 2d20 and let me know what the higher one is.
Natural 20.
Oh, fantastic. Nice. Yeah, dude. With the hand that you caught the keys in, you just ring him across the head and he falls down unconscious.
Ooh, perfect. Brass knuckles. I like it.
He looks over at Sylvester and says,
"You could do that this whole time."
Well, like I said, the last guy was kind of scrawny, so I also wanted to see what kind of person you were. You're okay.
Grog just kind of shakes his head and walks over to the table to start collecting his gear.
Yeah, you collect your gear, and since you guys did that so stealthily, there's no guards, no alarms. There's one guard knocked out in the middle of the cells, but that's the only guard. And your doors are wide open.
So what Grog is actually going to do, he's going to try and like pick up, like lift the guard and set him in. Was he standing or sitting at a table or something?
He was sitting at the table at the end of the hall.
So he's going to set him up kind of in a chair and like lean him over the table like he's asleep.
Okay. Okay. And, I like that.
And then say, "Let's go."
Do you guys go? Genie?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I'm still very curious about that room that Trix found.
Yeah, I am too, but I think we're
Do you guys go?
I absolutely.
All right. So which way are you going? So you're over by the table on the right side. So you can easily see the stairwell leading up. It's right in front of you.
So I mean, I guess we just have to go through the door, right? I guess who is perceptive in this group?
I would say Trix probably has the highest innate perception.
I have a plus four.
Okay, so Trix and Sammy both have a,
I also have a plus four.
Someone probably needs to Everybody's listen. Perception. See if there's activity on the side of the door before we bust this thing open.
Does anybody want to roll perception?
I can roll perception.
Are there any cracks around the door? Like, can lean down and like peek under the door or something.
Okay, roll perception. Go for it.
Cool. Yeah, non-natural 20.
Yeah, so dirty 20. There's no one behind this door.
I don't see or hear anybody.
Grok wordlessly tries the hand. Is there a handle, like a doorknob, to turn?
It's just like a bar.
Like okay, a, so he goes to see if the door will open.
It opens wide open. No lock.
Not even knocking, huh? It's kind of rude.
Grok, I guess they go into the next room to see what's
up the stairs? Up the stairs or the room to the right?
Oh,
Of this hallway, to the left, there's a spiral staircase going up. And then to the right is, you don't know what's behind that door. But you know that there's no one that you could see under the door.
Presumably, everyone, like the other three, have gear as well.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere that is locked up that they need to get.
Yes.
I know going up the stairs will take us out of the dungeons. So mm-hmm. maybe let's try going through that other door and see if there's like a hole, like a storage room or something where all this their stuff could be.
Okay. Yeah, that door just opens freely as well. Both of those doors don't have locks on them.
Okay. So he kind of steps inside and looks around.
Do you have any kind of night vision?
That I think so. Let me look.
I'm pretty sure orcs usually do.
Half features orcs. And traits. Dark vision. You can see in darkness shades of gray up to 60 feet.
All right, perfect. Yep. So this is a room about 30 by 30. The wall directly to your right is just a flat wall. There's maybe like a flyer hammered into the wall, and then the wall next to that there's a large cot, and there's a guard sleeping on that cot, and then the wall directly in front of you as you're walking in has a large wooden chest.
As soon as he sees the other guard, he like freezes and puts his hand up to the others, try and tell them to be quiet. Is there a coup de grace in 5e?
Is there what?
So there's a thing, basically where like if there's a helpless enemy, you can like basically it's almost like an insta kill sort of thing.
You would definitely have advantage if you tried to knock him out while he was asleep. If you wanted to try it, but if you don't knock him out,
so here's actually what I'm going to do. I'm going to kind of try and move over to the guard like with my sword drawn like at his throat.
Okay.
And signal for one of the others to go try and quietly open the chest.
Okay. Who wants to make a stealth check?
Let me check my stealth first. As a rock, I don't think I'd got plus two.
I'll go over to the chest and see about opening.
Trix, go ahead and roll a stealth check for me, and then add your stealth modifier.
Should I let somebody else do it?
No, go for it.
No, I say that because I got a 10 total.
Oh man. Okay, so you kind of slowly walk over to this chest. You get up to the chest and you go to push the lid off of it. It starts creaking.
Creaking,
and you freeze, holding it probably about 4 inches up.
Can I ready an action?
Yeah, go for it.
If the guard wakes up, I'm gonna cut his throat.
Okay. Okay. And I'll give you advantage because it's gonna surprise him. What are you guys gonna do?
This is family friendly, right? Can we say that?
Yeah, I mean, no, go for it. This is D&D.
I give him a boo-boo on his neck area.
All right.
I'm just frozen holding the chest.
Is anybody going to go in? Sammy, why don't you make a stealth check for me?
A stealth check?
Yeah, you got +1 to stealth.
Okay. I've only got +1. Okay.
So D20 +1.
I did a nat 20.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Nice. So,
well, she's a genie.
You kind of snap your fingers, but it's silent. But all of you feel like in the back of your head you heard it snap, but it doesn't make any noise. And the genie turns into a cloud of smoke and whisks across the ground up into the chest and then back out of the chest and out the door.
I have not seen that before, so I'm just kind of like, oh.
Grok just kind of blinks a couple times and then follows them back out the door. She went in the chest, got the stuff, and left the room.
Yes.
And left.
Okay.
She turned into like a very light, almost shimmery blue smoke.
Were there any other
across
doors
the room in, out.
In this room? That's it? Okay.
No. Okay. There's no other doors that you can see.
Okay.
Trick slowly lowers the lid back.
Nothing happens. He doesn't wake up.
Grok shrugs and goes up, follows them out of the room.
And okay. leaves.
Looks at Sammy and says, "You could do that this whole time."
I was thinking the same thing. Oh well.
You in your hand, yes, you have all of the gear as well as some potion bottles that they're not labeled, so you don't really know what they do.
I guess Genie gives everyone their stuff.
Okay, so you're just gonna
right.
Genie, I keep calling her Genie. Right. Yeah, Sammy flew into the chest, grabbed everything, and then came back out.
Yeah.
So she has all your stuff. She kind of sprawls it across the table that's out there.
Oh boy, my bagpipes!
Don't play those.
Oh, I'm gonna very gently like caress the bagpipe.
It goes.
Now all of China knows you're here.
Don't worry, I know bagpipes are bad pipes. I won't play them right now.
Yeah. So what do you guys want to do?
I guess we're trying going up that spiral staircase now.
Okay. So you again, that door is completely unlocked, and you just pull it wide open. You continue up the stairs. You get to the top, and there's another of that same type of door.
Grok, I guess, motions for someone to listen.
I peek under the door.
Okay, roll a investigation check.
Like I've been, well, okay, that wasn't that bad. 18.
Is that with your modifier?
Yeah.
Perfect. You look out the door and you can see that the doors that you came in from are on the left when you're peering under this door. On your left, there is one set of double doors, and on your right, there's another set of double doors, and then there's another door across from you. The set on the left is the one that you came in from. There's no guards in this small room. No, there's no guards in this small room.
I don't see anybody.
I think because of my armor, I have disadvantage on stealth checks.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you put the armor on yet?
Because
if you haven't put it on, then okay. Then yeah, you'd have a disadvantage on stealth.
How
if combat starts, I'll just give you a minute to put your armor back on.
Yeah, a full minute. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
So
just hold up, I gotta put this on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what was outside the door again? Like, do we see like the exit? Was that
it's a room that looks like a cathedral, just dark stone. There's four torches on the walls. There's a double door, an arch double door on your right. That is closed. There's one, a single door across from you, almost mirroring the door that you guys are in, directly in front of you. And then on your left, there's another arch double door that you know that is where you came in from.
I'm gonna say he. I'm gonna say he hasn't put on his chainmail yet. So my AC is 11 instead of 16.
Ooh,
that's some beefy chainmail. My gosh.
Yeah, it's really good. Okay, so are you guys gonna open the door?
Let's see if someone stealthy wants to try.
I'm going to lean forward first, look at Grok, and knock on the door very gently. And then I'm gonna step away and kind of gesture towards the door, like. There you go.
Okay.
That was dumb.
And Grok's going to try and stealthily open the door.
But polite!
All right. I'm not even going to make you roll for this. You open the door and nothing happens. It's just the door opens. There's a small 5x10, no, probably about a 10x20 foot space. And there's a double door on your left, double door on your right, and one single door in front of you.
The doors out of the left are the ones we came out of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just happen to think, we are leaving Mr. Merman back to whatever fate he's been.
You didn't even ask his name. You're really going to try to go and save this guy? You didn't even ask. His name was Anderson, and he had a wife and two kids. Just saying. You guys are so nice. I wrote this guy's entire backstory because I thought that caravan ride was going to take a lot longer.
It didn't. We're still on page one.
Yes. Well, now we are on page two.
Actually, progress. Yeah.
Congratulations, everybody.
We're still at the beginning. So what are you guys going to do?
Grok personally doesn't really care to go back and rescue that guy because he was sniveling and weak.
Just to clarify, Sammy and Sylvester, neither of you even know who this guy is.
We don't know.
It's just another guy that
did he have gear in that chest?
There were potions that you picked up. You don't know what they do, but...
No weapons that all of us are looking like. I don't know whose those are.
A picture of his kids, his wife.
No.
His wallet's in there.
Grok, you reach into your chain armor and... I'm just kidding. No. No, there's nothing... He didn't have anything of importance.
Okay. So, not a warrior, so I don't care about going back to get him. Great.
Etrix is definitely too nervous about the whole situation to try and do anything extra.
Yeah.
So
gotcha.
Etrix is just going to follow everybody else.
Our goal is to just escape.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say we should try moving up to those. He's gonna motion for everyone to try moving up to those double doors on the left.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Does everybody follow?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Righto, boss man.
All right.
Kind of looks at Sylvester and goes, shh.
Right. My bad.
He's going to motion the tricks again to listen at the door.
I'm sensing a pattern.
I'm going to listen.
Look under the door.
All right. Investigation. What'd you roll?
8 total.
Okay. You go to look under the door, and this time the door goes all the way to the ground. There's no gap. So you can't see anything under the door.
Grok kind of puts his ear up to the door to listen to see if there's any sounds coming through.
Roll perception? Or roll investigation. Roll investigation.
Trix thinks that he's motioning for well, then do this. So Trix does it too.
Oh, she puts her ear up to it? That's good.
I rolled an 18.
An 18. You hear a very faint patter of footsteps. But it doesn't sound like it's anywhere close to where you are. But there's definitely something moving on the other side of this door.
Do I notice anything more than that with a 21?
You put your ear to the door and then you realize that you can actually just look through the keyhole. So you just look through the keyhole and
tall enough to see through the keyhole?
Am I?
Grok has to pick her up.
I would say I like lean down. She jumps in my hands and I hold her up to the keyhole.
Yeah. So you look through this keyhole and you see two guards about maybe 50 feet away from you, away from the door, right on the edge of the bridge. Just two guards, one on each side of the bridge.
Oh, so this door goes straight outside. Okay.
Yep, this is straight outside.
Do they
two guards? They're right at the edge of the bridge.
And I'll give you, with a 21, I'll give you that they look extremely tired.
They look real sleepy.
They got any horns on them?
like
the one
bugles,
the one on
alarm
the
alarm sounding horns.
Yeah, the one on the right does. He has one. The one on the left just seems cool. Like he's kind of there. He doesn't really want to be there.
One of them dies.
I have an idea.
Can I do disguise self and make myself look like one of the guards?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Cast it.
Okay. I cast it.
Okay. You look like, what guard do you want to look like? There's two outside, and then there's the one that you know from downstairs that is currently knocked out.
The one we knocked out downstairs.
Okay. So you cast disguise self, and Grack kind of jumps. Yeah, you look like the guard.
Okay.
And
you
have
could do that this whole time.
All right. You guys put your arms behind your back or something and look kind of like sad, I guess.
Do you?
Except for you, little puppy.
Yeah, sure.
That wouldn't work for you, I guess.
Sad as we're leaving?
Yeah. Look like think about a sad time. Like maybe you dropped food on the ground or you swallowed a bug. Who knows? Just be sad.
Okay.
All right.
What's the plan?
We like putting our hands behind our backs like we're handcuffed or something?
Yeah.
Okay. The thought of holding his hands behind his back and just like attempting to put on a sad face is endlessly amusing to me.
It's more like it ends up looking more like a sneer.
Yeah.
Sammy, do you look sad?
I look so sad.
Hey, Rachel, roll a sad check for me. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Really?
I'm just kidding. No. All right, so
my skills.
Sylvester, you are leading this group. You look like the same orc guard that was not orc guard, a boar guard that was mm-hmm. that is currently knocked out downstairs. Keep in mind with this spell, you do not sound like the person. You just look like the person.
I'm well aware. Okay, I'm counting on it.
Okay, cool.
Oh boy.
Okay. So okay. What are you going to do? What's your plan?
So I am going to Auroria is the name of the woods outside of where we are, right?
Auroria, the city that you are in right now. So if you're looking at the map, imagine that these the little houses right there. Those houses they're just kind of decrepit and run down. There's nobody living there. And then on the kind of the black and white side of the Auroria forest is where that castle is standing.
Okay. So we're in the castle on History Island right now.
Yes. You are
okay.
in History Island. You just walked out the doors. To the left is where those two guards are standing. And there's no other guards.
Well, castle, cathedral, whatever the heck that is.
It is a prison.
Yes.
So what are you guys going to do? Right.
Would they have ever mentioned like where they take the people when they're taking them to leave? Like would I have noticed that being in myself?
Yeah, roll insight. Roll insight.
It doesn't matter. I rolled a two.
No.
You have absolutely no idea. Even if they did say something, you weren't paying attention. You were drawing on the wall.
All right, time back in that cell.
time to guess this. Okay, I'm going to.
Oh boy.
I would like to kick open the door.
Okay.
But like stand at the door and like motion them through. So like I'll be behind them whenever they're walking in front of me.
Okay.
And say, all right, come on now. Get on down there. Go on.
Okay. The two guards turn around and they look at you and they are going to walk up to you. And the one that has the horn is going to say, what are you doing?
Hi. We got a bit crowded back there, started to smell, so we're relocating them for the time being until more space clears up. You know, we got those executions tomorrow, so...
How close are they to us?
Right now, they're probably about 10 feet. They stopped you about 10 feet out from the edge of the bridge. He says, where are you relocating them to?
Oh, you know, just down that way. Sorry, it's been a long night. My mind's blanking a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I roll a deception?
Roll deception.
Natural 20.
Oh, yep. He says,
all right, sounds good to me. You go ahead and take them. I know these prisoners can, he says, I know these prisoners can smell sometimes, so yeah, you go ahead and you can go ahead over the bridge.
Oh, well, yeah, gee, thank you. Oh, just so I don't look stupid, you know, in front of the bus. Where's that? What's that called again down there? I know my mind's just blanking, but...
You're funny. You're funny. That's a good one. You really don't remember?
I want to say it starts with a B. My mind's just, it's not there.
I've never actually spelt anything before, so I don't know what it starts with.
Oh, you're right. You don't know how to read. What am I saying? Well, anyway, that's not that big a deal. I'll just take him. Come on, let's go. Yeah, get out of here.
All right, with that nat 20, you can easily cross this bridge, and we're gonna go ahead and end it there. We're gonna end it there. Solid. I cannot wait until the next one of these. Wow.
Are we going to continue this?
We're going to continue this next time because yes! I want to know where this goes.
He just kind of looks over at Sylvester and says,
I can't believe that worked.
Oh, God, I was so nervous.
All right, so that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys so much for anybody that ever listens to this. This is actually a lot of fun. Until next time, do you guys want to just go through and just say your names?
Character names or name names?
Whichever. I mean, I've been calling you by your name names. You can say, my name is blank and I play blank.
My name's blank and I play a blank.
No, what? Say, my name is state your name here and I play state your character's name here.
My name is state your name
here. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I'm Daniel and I play Grok.
I'm Rachel and I play Sammy.
I'm Noah, and you're watching Disney Channel.
I'm Rebecca, and I play Tricks.
Oh, I'm Noah, and I play. You play Sylvester. Sylvester.
Fantastic. All right,
you
thank you guys.
Play Tricks.
Thank you guys so much for listening. This is an original D&D podcast. That's it. GGs. Yay. Until next time. Peace.